I want to thank God for changing me this year. When people say evil about me, I can turn the other cheek and I can know that God is working and making me more like Jesus. So I give thanks to God. I give thanks to God for using me this year. I had a removal man at our house a few weeks ago for a quote, because we're moving. A really nice man. So I told him last time the church helped, and he said, oh, I've got a Christian friend. So I thought, oh, that's good to start a conversation. But he wanted to know why God allows suffering, and he said, well, I'm just a sinful man. So I knew the answers, praise God, why God allows suffering, which he doesn't. Then I remembered the script, because we go on the street saying the script. So I told him how much God loves him and he has a plan for his life. And then I asked him if he knows where he's going when he dies. And he said, no, I'm just a sinner. And then we went back to the script, and it says it's the gospel. So the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So I told him I was going to say a quick prayer for him. So I prayed for him that God would bless him and his family. And if he's never accepted Jesus, would he like to do so right now? Well, this is the best bit. I've never seen this. Alan, would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? Then he burst into tears and said yes. Praise God. So I led him in the prayer of salvation. He couldn't understand why he was crying and kept saying, sorry, I'm so sorry. What's happening to me? So I told him it was the Holy Spirit. He told me, nothing has ever happened to me like this. I'm strong. I used to do rugby. I've done all sorts of things in my life, but never, ever experienced anything like this. It was amazing for me. When you walk in your purpose that God has for you, it's such a buzz. So really, it's all seeds that are being dropped. So his friend dropped all the seeds, and then you can just come along and just pray for him. And the people are ready out there. They want to know more. He spoke to his friend, and now his friend's looking after him. So I give God the glory for using me. Amen.
Thanks, Jen. That's just example of the work out on the streets that Jen does, and with Chris and other people that go out onto the streets. And it just shows that people are open and receptive. And I thank God for people like Jen and Chris, people who are willing to go out there, to put themselves out there on the front line, as it were, and for that. So that's great to give thanks. Tony wants to give thanks for a couple of things.
My little year. I've seen a lot of blessings this year. And my first blessing was on the 3rd of February last year. And some of you might have been here for my birthday. I was 50. And it was a great, great, great night that was. And thank you for those who come along and organise it. And the RSS, Jeffrey, and one or two others. That was great. And the other thing, I was really worried. At the end of last year, they cut my benefit. They took my disability benefit away, and I went with Sandra to really help me on this, and she got thanked, and we went, and I won my repeal, and I got my benefits restored, so that was wonderful, and God has blessed me through that, and the best thing, it's been a part of this church, so thank you for letting me be a part of your Christian family. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony, for that. Yep, Anne?
I didn't realise that the theme was thankfulness, so it's not exactly tailored to thankfulness, but it's something that Jules looking down now. Jules trying to pretend she's not here. It's something, you know Zion, my son, he goes out on these treasure hunts the whole time. Now, if you don't know what treasure hunting is, it's you kind of, at home, what they do is, because Jem goes out with them quite a lot as well, they kind of try to hear from God about what, where God wants them to go and who God wants them to bless. And I've been avoiding going out on these treasure hunts for quite a while, but I had 3 days off over Christmas and I promised Zion that I would go out on a treasure hunt with him. Now, if you're a bit like me, if you're ever a little bit nervous about something, you rope somebody else in who's also nervous. So I roped in Jewel. So I was like, come on, Jewel, it'll be fine, it'll be great. And Jewel's like, okay then, well, I'm going to say Budok, Lake, and Green. And so we were like, okay, we'll take that. And she's going, no, I just made that up. We were like, no, we're going to take that. So we wrote down Budok, Lake, and Green. And then Zion said, okay, now you and me, Mum, we need to just add things to this. I had elderly gentleman. I thought he would be gardening on the other side of a Cornish hedge. Zion got Veen. But then Jewel got, like, separately, so we weren't kind of, you know, comparing notes as we were doing it. So we came back together. Jewel got holes. Oh, I had spade, and Jewel had flowers. Oh, yeah, Zion got post. So Zion looked it up on the map, and Zion found something called Budok Veen. So it was Budok from Jewel and Veen from Zion. It was right by a lake. So off we set in the car. It's a bit like going on a bear hunt. Remember that book? We're going on a bear hunt. Well, this is what it was like for us. So I set off in the car. I was safely driving, so I can't possibly leave the driving seat. And we got to Budok Veen, and we were looking for this man. Nobody there. So we carried on. It kind of went down past the lake. We thought, well, we'll go all the way around the lake, because then we know it's somewhere by the lake. There was a post box. So Zion said, that's it, we need to get out. And I went, there's nobody there though, Zion. No, we need to carry on. Because I was thinking, it's a bit like a trail, isn't it? Because I was still thinking we're going on a bear hunt. And as we carried, we didn't see anybody. We carried around, that was the end of the houses. So we decided to turn the car around and go back. So as we came back, we could see where we couldn't have seen coming up. There was actually an old man digging, planting flowers with a little, I'd had spade, but this was obviously a trowel, planting flowers in holes on the top of his small Cornish hedge. And we said, it's got to be him. So I stopped the car. So as I stopped the car, he obviously heard the car stopped, and I saw him come out and look, because he obviously wasn't liking somebody parking outside his house. By that time, Zion had got out, and I was thinking, oh dear, this guy's not going to be very friendly. But Zion went up to him, apparently, and said, we're on a Boxing Day family day out. All right, that's what you call it. And he showed them the list of clues that we had, which was Budok, Veen, Cornish hedge, flowers, hole, Green, elderly gentleman. And he obviously wasn't taking to it very kindly, because he was like thinking, what on earth? So Zion had decided that he wouldn't put the Christian bit in till the end, because he felt that the guy would like shut down. So he said, you know, we're on a Boxing Day family outing and we've had all these clues and we're on a treasure hunt, and you are the treasure. God wants you to know that you are the treasure. Oh, I'd also suffered a loss, but we didn't mention that bit either. So Zion said this to him, that that you're God's treasure, and he said, well, you've lost me there. I basically just turned around, went inside his green front door. Outside his green front door, there was a green boat, a green shed. He took off his green wellies, and there was a green bin, and he went inside. So the moral of the story is, he didn't take it that well. He was all right. He wasn't aggressive, but he was a bit like, well, you've lost me there. God loves me? What? Why would you do that? But as we were driving back, we were going, well, you know, in our heads, as we'd driven there, we were expecting a lovely little old guy that was going to go, oh, you've made my day. But he wasn't like that. You know, he wasn't particularly receptive. But actually, we did what we had to do. We went and told him that God loved him. Now, whether that will change his life or whether it won't, who knows? But there we go. That's my little story of the Boxing Day family day out. I suppose, what to be grateful for? Well, actually, let's be grateful that actually God speaks to us, because afterwards Jill was like, but I thought that was my own. I just thought it was my own thoughts. And Zahn was like, yeah, that's how it happens, Jill. You know, so maybe the thankfulness is thankfully God is so involved in our lives and so much wants to speak to us now that we all, let's pray that we all have ears to continue hearing.
Thank you, Alan. That's brilliant. And just to take that analogy a little bit further with the gardening thing, it's about planting the seeds. And Jen mentioned that as well. We were planting the seeds. Edwin, I think you're my final person to give testimony.
Good morning. Firstly, I want to thank the Lord for this beautiful morning, and that we're all gathered here in His presence. And this opportunity for me to share my testimony, which is thanking the Lord for some amazing things He's done in my life. My life is full of testimonies, but I won't be able to share all of them with you this morning. But one that stands out is one I wanted to share. I've seen some difficult times, and I've seen some lovely, beautiful times in my life. I've seen the highs and the lows, and the dark times, and the bright times, the happy times, and the sad times. But I've come to realize that there's one thing that's always been consistent in my life during all those experiences that I've had, is that even in my darkest moments in life, I've realized that God has always been there with me, and He's carried me through. And that's why I'm here today sharing this testimony and thanking Him for being there with me every second, every moment of those times. But I also want to thank Him greatly for my family, because no matter what the situation has been, no matter how hard the times have been, no matter how low life has taken us, no matter which storm we're going through, God's always been there. But my beautiful wife, Nazreen, she's been my strength. So I thank God for her. She's a gift from God to my life. And my lovely children, my daughter Elaine, when we were selecting her name, it took us a few weeks because we wanted to find the right name that fits with her personality, and her name actually ended up to be the Princess of Light. And praise God, when she was born, she brought light to both of our lives, and our lives changed from that moment onwards. And then my son Edric is old English name, but it means prosperous ruler. And I know, and Nathan, his middle name, is a gift from God. So he is truly a gift, God's gift to us. He's my elder son, and he's my strength. And I quote from the Bible that happy is the man whose quiver is full of the blessings from the Lord. They shall speak with the enemies at the gate. So I know I've got my back. And Ethan Noam, we've actually just launched two companies, won't take you down too much, and I named one of those Noams because it means the never drawing river of joy. So it's going to be a great blessing for everyone who comes into contact with that name, really. And finally, Elijah is the Lord is my God. So I'm really grateful to God. And I just want to share a scripture in closing as part of my testimony that's come true in my life. And before I read that, I also want to thank the Lord, especially for the church family. And we're new to this church family, but we don't feel like that. We've from the day we've come in, we've been so warmly welcomed, Matt and everybody else. I would like to take everybody's name, but I think Malcolm is looking at the clock. So, and I thank you, Malcolm, as well for this morning. So the scripture is, I'd like to read from the book of Psalms. It is written in Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants around thy table. Amen. This scripture has come true in my life, and I thank God for his blessings, and I pray the same for all of you. Amen. Thank you.
You know, I can stand here as other people do to bring God's word to you, but actually the active of God's word, the activity of God's word today really brings it home, doesn't it, to us? It encourages us. It gives us confidence, and it gives us a joy, a real joy. So we give thanks to God for everything that he's doing in our lives. And it's really good, isn't it, that we come together and we're able to come up here as lots of different testimonies there, lots of different stories of things to give thanks for today. And I'm sure that hopefully you've also got things to give thanks for.